Thanks a lot.
Do you have slides?
No.
Oh, fine. That's fine.
I can see a breathe a sigh of relief in the room that I don't have slides. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, DSI is the Digital Standards Initiative of the International Chamber of Commerce. This is a global initiative which was launched by ICC with the support of the WTO, WCO, Singaporean government, and the Asian Development Bank in order to enable the global transition to digital trade with key focus on interoperability, digital trust, and so on, and legal reform. We work really closely with UN Citral and with UNECE and a number of other international organizations to basically focus on bridging the gap between standards and industry adoption. So our basic question is, what does business need in order to adopt digital practices and to engage in digital transformation of trade and supply chains? And when we answer this question, basically this is the DSI work plan. So what does business need to drive adoption? One, they need legal clarity, meaning that they need every country to implement the model law on electronic transferable records as a starting point. So we are working very closely with UN Citral to push this forward. The ICC network of chambers around the world, it's over 3,000 chambers, including those named ICC. These are part of our business advocacy campaign because ICC globally and many international organizations can speak to governments and say, hey, you should do this. But we also need the local business community to actually advocate. And so the ICC has a network in order to carry forward this business advocacy with their respective governments. Alas, implementing MLETR is not simply a legal maneuver, although it can be thought of that way in that it could be an amendment to the model law on electronic commerce or different kind of ETOs, Electronic Transactions Act. But the real issue when we dialogue with governments is that they don't have capacity or even understanding on what are the changes required across finance, customs, treasury, industry, trade policy, and so on. So we have a very extensive program to deliver this kind of engagement, capacity building, and technical assistance to enable governments to actually get it, do it, and implement it. So that's on the legal. The second thing that business needs is there's too many standards. I'm not sure which ones are interoperable. I'm not even sure of how to execute interoperability within my own organization because today everything is organized in digital platforms with their own standards, own process, own governance, and usually own closed membership circles. And so if you want to do digital, you have to do it in this kind of closed network. And so basically very little is interoperable. And so what DSI is trying to do is say, okay, let's cut through this big word interoperability and let's simplify it so that we can say, all right, we can be interoperable across the entire supply chain, 36 key trade documents at the level of core data. So we basically segmented the data into core and non-core data and said for core data, this is data that needs to be shared multiple times and data which needs to be absolutely correct, otherwise the supply chain will fail. And so we said, okay, let's establish data alignment so that for every key trade document at the level of core data, they can truly be interoperable, meaning the data can be moved around across different systems, plugged and played in different systems, and ingested by different corporate ERPs so long as they have this globally interoperable data alignment. So that's what we're doing on standards. And so our latest publication, which UNECE contributed greatly to, is basically the outline of standards for electronic trade documentation. And so now our efforts have turned to basically drive adoption of these of this framework. And basically, it's not a perfect framework, right? There will be many data elements within 36 key trade documents which are not interoperable, but at least the core ones should be. So this is a starting point. Lastly, on digital trust, another thing business needs is that, you know, they need clarity on what constitutes digital trust and how do you deliver it. Just because a platform is on blockchain doesn't mean that it automatically fulfills the conditions of digital trust. There are very specific conditions legally, technically, and so on. And what we want to do is establish a common kind of principle on the constituents of what platforms have to deliver to in order that digital trust can be established for transferring data and electronic documents between players in supply chains and between players who may be using different systems and different platforms, because the future of trade, digital trade, is decentralized. Everyone wants to use their own platform, their own kind of combination of suppliers across borders and so on, different sectors, and yet the only common things among them are core data as connectors and common approach to digital trust. So this is where we are today. And now our message is we've established the data connectors. We are establishing the framework for reliability and platforms and transferring ETRs and data. Now let's go to industry with a unified vision, industry and business, on adoption. And for this reason, I'm super delighted that 2 days ago we collaborated with UNECE in order to launch a joint kind of all industry, all inclusive, all government call to action, where basically if you are contributing any part of that vision, legal, data, trust, then you can join the call to action to really drive forward this. Because, you know, for me, if I look, I've only been DSI for 18 months, but if I look from, you know, when I joined until now, like, we are truly approaching the tipping point. There is so much awareness and so much interest in digital trade from governments which haven't before been interested at a high level. Now we get governments coming to us and we get companies coming to us and say, how do I get the efficiency? How do I get the speed and trust and transparency in my supply chain? Because I need it now. And so I really feel we're at a tipping point. And the reason for this call to action, and thank you, Marie-Therese, Kamola, and Elizabeth, for your support in helping make this happen, is to let's go out with a rousing call and let's get everyone on board. Thank you very much.